Ed McMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
Gentlemen, I'm delighted to be here this evening. Besides the pleasure of being the only woman, it gives me a chance to talk about a project that is very close to my heart. I am a judge of the juvenile division and have been for many years. Day after day, boys and girls in trouble are brought before me. So-called incorrigibles from broken homes. What can I do with them? What can I do for them? Last year, I decided to try something different. I took first-timers and I put them in good homes. Homes such as yours. There they found out what a happy home life can be. And it works, gentlemen. Happiness is contagious. We've been able to help dozens of boys and girls. And I'm hoping that some of you will add your homes to my list. As a matter of fact, how about some volunteers right now?
How long would they stay?
Well, it depends. Even a week in the right home can make all the difference.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Put me at the head of the list.
Thank you, Mr. Benson.
How about you, Steve?
Oh, well, it's a little different at our house. You see, I'm not, there's no woman.
That's not important.
Well, another thing, Bub, that's my father-in-law, does the housekeeping for us, and, he's away on vacation.
Good. Then his room is vacant.
I'm really not looking for excuses.
No, but you keep on finding them.
Gentlemen, what am I asking you to risk? A few days of your time, perhaps a little inconvenience, and you may start some boy on a new life.
Well, I'll try it.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
Me too, Judge.
Good, thank you, sir.
So I thought the boy could use Bub's room for the week he's going to be here.
Gee, Dad, we promised Bub we'd pay his room while he was away.
Mike, if being here with us is going to help this boy improve...
It won't work.
Yeah, sure will.
Well, I didn't mean that. Dad, I've seen the kind of guys you're talking about. You turn one of those guys loose in our house and... it's a disaster area.
I'm going to be here, Rob. I'm planning on working here
treat
at home all week.
Treat them nice and walk all over you.
Judge Weston doesn't seem to think so.
Well, I guess you didn't hear what those guys did at the Fletchers.
Well, what'd they do?
Tara Sue Mabry was babysitting at the Fletchers. All of a sudden, these guys just moved in. They made her phone the delicatessen and charge all this food and stuff to the Fletchers.
Rob, I don't think that's going to happen with one teenager.
Anyway, we'll have them outnumbered.
When the Fletchers got home, they were locked out of their own house. Tara Sue said they really messed up the living room, smashed things. She said they piled everything in the middle of the floor. Pictures, chairs, furniture. They were going to set fire to it.
How come they were going to build a fire in the middle of the living room?
To roast marshmallows.
Those are the kind of guys that smear paint all over cars and break street lamps.
Well, I have to go upstairs and finish some work. Thanks for the ice cream. But before I go, I just want to say I've heard about the things these characters do. But let's give this boy the benefit of the doubt, shall we? For the week he's here, I want you to make him feel that we trust him, that he's one of our family. I'm counting on you fellas to make him feel at home, right?
Okay, Dad.
I don't think Dad understands these guys.
He's just too kind-hearted.
You know, it's going to be up to us. We've got to make sure that this guy doesn't take advantage of Dad. Oh, this darn thing.
Boy's visit, Judge Weston. I'm sorry I couldn't have given you more notice, but I received this call from Washington about an hour ago, and I'm due at the airbase in about 20 minutes.
I understand, Mr. Douglas.
I'll call you the minute I get back, and we'll set it up for him then.
Fine. Have a safe trip.
Thanks very much, Judge Weston. Bye. Let's see. Is there emergency money and food? I guess that takes care of everything. Hello.
Steve?
Oh, Bub. Well, how's the vacation going?
Great, just great. The fish are biting and the mosquitoes ain't. You should have seen the string of perch that goggle-eyed Charlie brought in yesterday afternoon.
Bub, look, I'm in a hurry.
Well, I just called you to tell you about the rag rod and the golden weed.
The rag rod? Oh, you mean...
Yeah, they're blowing here all over the place. Gilbert's hay fever's so bad he can't hardly breathe.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bob, but who's Gilbert?
Gilbert Thornberry, Charlie's nephew.
Oh.
I told him he could use my room for a few days and get out of this pollen. It's driving him crazy.
Well, look, Bob...
I knew you wouldn't mind. He's a nice kid about Robbie's age. Quiet and shy. He won't be any trouble at all.
Well, the only thing is...
He's taking the bus. He'll be there sometime this afternoon. Okay?
But... Well, that'll be fine, Bob. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Good night, Bob.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Gilbert Thornberry.
Your boy's had an emergency call. We'll be gone a week. Charge what you need at the grocery. I'll phone you later. Dad. Gilbert Thornberry will be here this afternoon. Be nice to him.
Who's Gilbert Thornberry?
Who else? The delinquent.
He's still coming?
I guess so. That's what it says.
Boy, Dad invites a delinquent and runs out.
It's been too late to stop him. Boy, when that character finds out Dad's not here, will he try to take over? Oh, Rob. Who do you call him?
Ernie. I want to see if I can spend the week with him.
Chip, we'll be all right, so long as we stick together. Right. The thing is, we got to let this Gilbert guy know from the very beginning that he can't push us around.
Yeah. But suppose he can.
Chip, don't worry about it. If he starts any trouble... No, we don't wait till he starts trouble. We got to keep one jump ahead of him all the time. Tough. Yeah, well, remember, Dad said to be nice to him. All right. Go ahead, you be nice to him. But don't come crying on my shoulder when he tries to pile all the furniture in the middle of the room and sends out for marshmallows.
It's him.
Now, remember, you guys, this is just a disturbed kid. He's not public enemy number one. Yeah, well, at least we got him 3-1 in case he tries to start anything. Excuse me, Gilbert Thornberry. Oh, it's all right then? You were expecting me?
Yeah, we're ready for you.
Well, may I come in? Yeah. Yeah. Robbie, Mike, and Chip.
You know our names?
Oh, I've heard a lot about y'all. Yeah, well, we know plenty about you too, Thornberry. Why, I wasn't exactly sure how you'd feel having a stranger move in and take over. You're moving in, but you're not taking over. Well, no. Excuse me, Bermuda grass or cottonwood or maybe a rose garden? Huh? What? You do know what my trouble is, why I needed to get away from home? Yeah, Dad explained. Of course, it might be just as bad here. Look, Gilbert, if you start out thinking it won't work, it probably won't. Yeah, probably won't. Going to a new place usually helps at first, but then after a few days, it's the same old story. Pow, I'm out of control. Look, Thornberry, if you think you're scaring us with that kind of talk. Are you? You don't think it's catching, do you? No, I don't. Now, you're not getting out of control while you're in this house. I see, yeah. Positive thinking, huh? Yeah, that's right. Gee, this sure is a pleasant place. Yeah, and we mean to keep it that way. Is your father home? No, he was called out of town. Well, then it'll just be the four of us? Yeah, that's right. But don't get any ideas. Things are going to run just as smoothly as if Dad were here, get it? Well, yeah. Chip, why don't you show Gilbert to his room?
This way.
We're being a little tough on this guy. No, if he behaves, we can always ease off. Somehow he just isn't what I expected. Well, what do you think? He's going to talk out of the corner of his mouth and flash a switchblade? No, he's being polite so he can catch us off guard. Mm, maybe. He's playing it cool, Mike. This guy's pretty sharp. Excuse me.
Well, this is Bub's room.
Oh, it's very nice.
He's my grandfather.
Well, yeah, I know.
We're going to paint his room while he's away.
Oh, well, good. Maybe I could help.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty good at slapping on paint.
Yeah?
Yeah, you ought to see some of those cars I've worked on. You wouldn't recognize them when I get through with them.
I'll bet.
You know, I think this experiment's working. I really think I am better.
Better than what?
Than I was at home.
Boy, your poor family.
Well, it hasn't been easy. I feel like a different person.
Well, I hope it has helped you.
Oh, I'm sure it has. You don't know what this means to me. Say, I tell you what. Why don't you guys go in the living room? I'll take over in here.
Hold it. Who's giving orders around here?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give orders.
You're going into the living room. Is that understood?
Sure, but wouldn't you rather I...
The living room.
See how clever he is? All that talk about being a different person just to soften us up. And then, bam, first thing you know, he's ordering us around.
I thought he was going to offer to do the dishes.
Oh, him do the dishes? Are you a dreamer or something?
Yes, that's Brian Parker. The number's 8700. Yeah. I'll wait, thanks. Are your circuits busy? Well, call me when you can get through, huh? Thank you. Yes. Oh, thanks, Mr. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Dad. How's everything in Washington?
Oh, fine, Rob. I just got back from kind of rough day at the airbase. How's everything there?
You mean Thornberry. Dad, listen, be careful what you say. He might be on the phone downstairs. Don't say anything about his you-know-what problem.
Oh, he's sensitive about it, huh? Well, look, you fellas do what you can to help him.
Dad, we're trying to help him. Now, tonight, Mike and Chip and I are going to go down to the drugstore. We're going to leave him in the house all alone just to prove that we trust him.
Well, why shouldn't you trust him?
Dad, with a problem like his? I mean, this is nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, that's a joke, huh? Well, look, Rob, I'll be home in a couple of days. You say hello to the fellas, huh?
Okay, goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye.
We all shouldn't have gone to the drugstore and left Gilbert alone.
It's just to show him we trust him.
Yeah, who trusts him?
What are you doing?
I'm going to observe him.
Observe him?
You know what he's doing there.
Oh, come on, Rob. Observe him.
Huh, locked.
Why, haven't you got the key?
No.
Wait, don't do that.
Why? Gilbert's in there.
Of course. Who do you think locked us out?
You mean you think he delivered...
We're locked out of our own house. Now I'm going to climb in that window over there and we all three can jump in.
I don't know about this, Rob.
Now you wait here. I'll signal you in.
All right, hold it. Stay right where you are. What's going on here?
Look, officers, I know this looks a little funny, but we live here and we're locked out.
Yeah, well, we just got a call about a prowler at this address.
Oh, who called?
Mike Douglas.
I'm Mike Douglas.
You phoned in?
No.
Then you're not Mike Douglas.
Well, yes, he is. He's Mike Douglas. He's my brother, and I'm Chip Douglas.
Yeah? And who are you?
Well, I'm his brother, and his brother, too.
Well, let's get this thing straightened out.
It's you guys, huh?
Mike Douglas?
Oh, no, he's Mike Douglas.
Hey, what kind of a gag is this?
Well, you see, I'm Gilbert Thornberry. I'm visiting the Douglases, and I was in there alone, and I heard strange noises. I got nervous, so I called the police.
Well, then why'd you say you were me?
Yeah. Well, I just thought it'd be easier than trying to explain who I was and why I was calling from a Douglas residence. Why didn't you just ring the doorbell?
Yeah, that's just what you were waiting for, wasn't it?
Well, why didn't you ring the doorbell?
Because I didn't want to give them that much satisfaction.
I haven't had a sensible answer yet. Now, look, the next time you call the police, use your own name. And you, the next time you want to get into the house, no matter how much it hurts, push the bell. Let's go.
Boy, those cops sure are on the ball.
Darn right they are. I guess it'd be pretty rough on a burglar in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. It would.
Sure would. Yeah. Well, good night. Good night.
Yeah. A party?
Hey, look! Oh, you shouldn't have bothered, Gil.
Shouldn't have bothered? It was the least I could do when you guys were nice enough to come all the way down from Wellsville. Sorry I took so long, but I had a little trouble convincing the delivery man that I didn't want to charge anything to the Douglas family. Well, it sure is good to see y'all. Good to see you, Gil.
Boy, it sure must be great just you four guys here.
Yeah, it could be, but it's kind of hard to understand.
What's the problem?
I can't exactly put my finger on it, Wesley, but I sometimes get the feeling they don't altogether trust me. I thought maybe if I could do something like paint the room they're letting me use.
Say, Gil, sounds like a good idea. Why not let us all help you?
Yeah, why not?
Hold it!
Hey, Robbie, Jeff, hey, you're just in time.
I'd say we're a little too late.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like you to meet some friends of mine.
Out. Your whole gang, out. Out.
Your pardon?
Out. O-U-T. The orgy's over.
Orgy?
Yeah, over and out.
Come on, now hop on those bikes and hit the road. Out.
Yeah, hit well, it.
You don't understand, Robbie. These are friends of mine that came down to see me from Wellsville because I'm sick.
Yeah, that's right. Sick, sick.
Sick.
Out.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't quite understand.
It's okay, Gil. Don't worry about it.
Out.
Out.
Look, Gil, sure you don't want to come with us? You don't have to stay here, do you?
He's not going anywhere, and I'll take this. At least maybe we can get the deposits back. Out. Come on. Get it.
We'll out. See you, Gil.
Out.
Bye, Gil. Get out.
And stay out. Chip, don't you touch a thing. He's going to clean up this whole mess himself.
Hey, Rob. Who are those kids riding out of here on the bikes?
The Thornberry gang was just here having a wild party. Chip and I got here just in time.
What?
Another 5 minutes and they would have been toasting me.
Where is he now?
He's in Bugford.
Well, I guess we better call Judge Weston.
Chip, go tell Gilbert to come out here. I told you so all along, didn't I?
Hey, you guys, come here quick! Come here! Everything's found in the middle of the room.
Well, yeah. You see, I was just about to,
Yeah, we know what you were just about to do. But I think you forgot your marshmallows.
What are you talking
about? Don't change the subject. Now, you're going to do something constructive for a change. Get in that living room and clean up that mess.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I was just going to paint Bub's room. I was going to paint it cornflower blue, the color of his eyes.
Wait a minute. How do you know what color Bub's eyes are?
Well, I've been around Bub for quite a few years now. Every time he visits Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie? Charlie Brundage?
Yeah, he's my uncle. On my mother's side.
What are you doing here?
Well, Bub sent me down for a few days to see if I could get over my hay fever.
Pete? You mean that's your problem?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm allergic. Marshmallow, anyone?
Well, Bob, how you like it?
Well, this looks great. It's great.
Well, we did it, but Gilbert helped.
Well, it looks fine. Here, have a look at this. What do you think of that?
Hey, that's really neat. Hey, the cornflower blue matches his eyes, too.
Yeah.
Well, how come it's so small?
Well, it weighed 25 pounds before the sun shrank it.
So I just plugged it in and the thing went right up.
So I guess you're happy with the way things went down at Canaveral, huh?
Yeah, you're probably some kind of a hero down there.
Oh, no, I didn't do anything spectacular. Their engineers had a preconceived idea what the trouble was. They just wanted to make the symptoms fit the preconception, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think we do, Dad.
Yeah.
But like you have this idea that a kid is a delinquent, he could be Albert Schweitzer and you'd still find something bad in him.
Well, yeah, sort of the same idea. Oh, by the way, I heard from Judge Weston. She's sending that boy out next week or week after.
Well, we'll be ready for him, won't we, Rob?
Yeah, if he's ready for us.